I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A Hindu leader in northern India has threatened violence against any Hindus who enter Christian churches to celebrate Christmas. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says this area has a large Christian population.
This is a time when many of the churches do reach out. They hold sort of public meetings. They have displays of nativity scenes or other things, and they may do some outreach with the community. And it's a time that, you know, even the Hindu families will come kind of on their evening stroll and walk by the Christian churches and see these and just kind of enjoy the festivities.
Bibles for the World works with several churches in the area. Podaiti says they need to be careful to avoid being accused of forced conversions. But pray many in northern India would still hear the good news of Christmas, God in human flesh. And how important is God's Word? Well, you'd probably say it's essential to knowing the Lord and sharing your faith. Yet Scripture doesn't exist for millions of deaf people worldwide because it's not in their heart sign language. Door International's Rob Myers explains.
Out of about 375 sign languages worldwide, only one sign language has a full Bible. No other sign language even has the New Testament completed yet. And 80 to 85% of those sign languages are still waiting to start a single verse.
Since deaf people can see, we often assume they're fluent in a written language. However,
written language is not the best way to provide access to information. Deaf people really need sign language, and that's why sign language Bible translation is so critical.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.